praise and honor be unto the name of our God who created the universe, who by his grace we are gathered here to worship him and to glorify his name. Let me take this opportunity on my own behalf to commend and congratulate all those who make sure the sanctuary and its surroundings are clean, so that we can come to worship our God, and all media people who one way or the other gather themselves together to enable us have a very fruitful service for also friends that are outside, both near and afar, to watch us live. We thank all men and women of this congregation that by the grace of God had supported my brother Bembel in his ministry in this very congregation. I thank the leadership, Mama Senior, and all presbyters for their support to me and also to all ministers that have been in this very congregation. I thank my friends, Papa Dr. Jonathan and Papa Kwejo Echampon, so very much. Yami Adishe, the peace of God that passes all understanding be unto you all. Amen. Yami Asumjien Kamo, amen. Good. Today, the topic for our discussion is caring for God's creation. Caring for God's creation. Please, let's pray. Amanina beyi waye. Amanina beda. Wase. Church, we offer you praise. You deserve it. You deserve it. Because had it not been you, we wouldn't be around by now. But with your presence, with your graces, your protection, we are alive. Lord, it's time for us to listen for your word. Mediate your word through me to your people. Without your understanding, nobody can understand your word. Therefore, we pray for your understanding. Give us understanding into your word today, so that we grow in your word and continually dwell at your feet, so that you can bless and bless abundantly. We are ready. Talk to us now, our God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Caring for God's creation. caring for God's creation. Creation is all creatures and their environment or whatever is related to it. And caring is making sure that the state of something which is given to you or to me is kept intact. It means that that something given to you to take care of must remain as it is or be improved. There is no need for degradation or to lower its value. It must remain as it is when it was given to you, or you will improve upon the value. Therefore, caring is to make something given to you to be in charge, flourish, increase in value, or making sure it is intact as it was given to you. Friends, what do you see in recent times or in the lives of humanity? When things are given us, we treat it anyhow. We don't consider its value or that thing's value. So at the end of the day, sometimes the thing eludes us. And it is when it has eluded us and we see us, So it happens in our relationship. God should have mercy upon us. Amen. Friends, from the creation story, we realize that our king, your king, my king, our God Almighty, after creating the firmament and everything, the earth, the seas and everything, he also created creatures from the seas. So the whale, whatever kind of fish, the mackerel and whatever, and I'm now pepper, lobster, he created all of them. And not only that, the beast of the land, he did that too. And you see, the creation of God is so awesome to the standard, it's beauty for him, for he himself. He could say, it is good, it is perfect. God was talking about the beauty. Not only the beauty, he was also talking about the harmony, the ecosystem, the ecology, that interdependence amongst creation. So that I depend on the plant. Plant also depend on me. I depend on the fish. And fish depend on one way or the other. Then that equilibrium is broken. Friends, what do we see? As stewards, God instructed us that I've committed everything into your care. Have dominion over it. And we interpreted the dominion to be domination. Everybody say domination. Say it again, domination. But friends, dominion is not equal to domination. Dominion is having control to take care, to tend to something. But domination has that intention of destroying, destruction. But what do we see? Humanity considers domination than dominion. And we denigrate, we run down all the goodies God had ushered into our hands. Let's put Ghana into the picture and see how we have, because of mining, we have really deforested our land. Galamsey, no kofi onti, biayaseno. Even our river bodies. Gone are the days that in your small village you have those streams that you go and fetch water without putting it on fire to do to boil or to, but you drink and you feel and see yourself healthy. But today, without pure water, as we say pure water, but it's not pure mpo. Sometimes when you go to the surroundings, the environment from which it is purified, you even vomit. God should have mercy. Do you know that those villages now they buy pure water? And according to Water Company of Ghana, in no time, Ghanaians are going to import water for even bathing. What kind of country do we want to live in? Friends, in the very olden days of America, they were also undergoing search. And there was this president who promulgated some laws that you cannot cut a tree without planting two in place. And even he employed people to plant trees and he paid them. You ask our children, they did those who did American history, and they will tell you. Ain't it America there? Ufa baby, e wura buso. Wankasa ufi e ho dua no esi ho no. Untimi twantwene. Wo de opa twatwene. Ka be hu biribi. God should have mercy. Amen. So don't we have such leaders in our homeland? All those leaders and so ni ade bi omo ka kire ni se omo ba school wa buruchiri ha. Maybe some calls for the business they have at the nominee a day. So they didn't learn anything. They didn't see anything that today, because of gold. Yes, gold had been given to us by God. And we ought to mine it. But we should mine it responsibly. Not anyhow. Friends, in the creation story, having dominion is to superintend, to make sure nothing bad happens to God's creation, to make sure that God's creation is intact, and that we should improve it. We should make sure it is continuous for God's glory. God said, till the land and keep it. Till the land and keep it. Friends, how does this apply to our lives? We are in America. Because of so far, you are Burujiro, you are Ghana, once in a while, okay. Let's look at this. When coming to church, you left your nkuku in the sink without washing. And it's breeding all sorts of things over there. And say, why yes, sir? I want to make him so who's who trust in Kakran Kakra. So who's who trust in Kakran Kakra. Oh, yeah, I mean, we are my brother. We should insist on our children that Hokroman San Wakoda and so on and so forth. Amen. Because you see, as they are there and the bacteria generates and all that, they bring about diseases. So, as we inhale the air over there, God should have mercy. Amen. And not only that, each and every one of us has been given a creation of God in our life, either a child, a husband, or a wife. How do we treat each other? Husbands, how do we treat our wives? You look down on your wife. You shout on her. You do all sorts of things against your wife. Oh, but come on, come on.
ne hunam ani eye kama kana na hana hana ba beso obedru ye hunam ya ya richire kakra.
Let's treat our wives well. Amen. Let's treat our wives well. Amen.
Me papa num nyame isramo. Me papa num tend to somebody sitting to your side say, what it.
Amen.
And the wives, hey, when they charge, and the Spirit of God is not in them, hey, what they will do to you is far more than what the men are doing. Hey, as for them, they are champions.
Because of you,
so number five, you know, improve upon our lives. So who couldn't? Did you know? Did you? Shall I say there be? You don't have to eat. Eat.
Amen.
Improve our lives. Don't run us down.
Because you do that, and God will honor your lives.
Amen.
Friends, from the third Bible reading, we realize something. Jesus restoring Peter to his original position in life as God has created him. You remember? Peter had already rejected Jesus 3 times before Jesus was crucified. I think you remember that even the small girl, you remember?
Minimum, I don't know Jesus. I don't know Jesus. He did that 3 times.
So when Jesus resurrected and saw him at the seashore, Jesus had to, in the same process, reverse what he had done to his life. So Jesus asked him, Peter, do you love me?
I said, yes, Lord, I do.
Second,
do you love me?
Yes.
Do you love me?
The third time.
Then Jesus said, feed my flock. Feed my flock.
Hallelujah. Amen. Leaders of the church, we are to feed the flock. We are to feed church members. But what do we see? We poison them. We are headstrong. When church members come to a session to present cases, we want some penny for be as all depose to be a DM post.
Enye Yesua menne wo ke wahe.
All the time I akai say, Yesu yohe. Oyo e mohe ampa. Yesu yohe ni o.
Yesu yohe.
Waye bi o.
This at the back of your mind, you will never rule over people. You cherish people that they are side by side with you, and their problems will be your problem, and you try to sympathize and empathize with them.
You will never.
Amen.
And group leaders.
Oh,
in secretary kakrei, and when you try say, please,
oh no, kasakron ka please impo,
oh ka please anaya den, ka please anaya den.
Friends,
yes, let's try to humble ourselves and to do his work. I say, tend to my flock, tend to them, so that even us as parents, we don't even tell our children, please, But we are expecting children to address us with pleas. But children, as for children, they learn by observation. So if you are not telling, oh, please do this for me, please do that for me, please do. And your own song can be chill. And I beg you, Wakolani Mwada, American Kolani Mwada, but Pacho, observe, Unka, please. Hello? Yes. So even when addressing our children, let's address them with please, the thank you, and I'm sorry. It shall come out easily from us. God bless you. Amen. Friends, for the third Bible reading. The second Bible reading. We realize from the revelation, we realize something that Jesus said. Behold, I'm doing all things new. Newness of life. I'm doing all things new. It means that, you see, if you are God's child, as we are now, we should have in our subconsciousness that this God that we serve is God of newness. Everyone say God of newness. Yes. All the time, be expectant. So, be ya dia fufro. Oma di enyine diabwao. Am I real with you? Oya dia fufro. He's doing everything new in your life. But you see, it takes one who positions himself or herself for that newness of life to happen. But you see, he's expecting you and I that ourselves and our environment should have that newness. And how do I mean by that? The newness of doing things, the things that we've come to meet, making sure they are there, improving upon it, people around us, helping them to grow, helping them to be on point all the time. Amen. Some of the husbands, they don't even want their wives to further their education. On person the yiribe konenim onyina hwa na watimi asisi no ni nyina na Yesu Kristo o kireye no so no abri bi o pese o ya ade nyina foforo enu ti wa wa ha ma we yirin konenim academically, spiritually, because Jesus is doing things anew. So let's position ourselves for the newness of things to happen in our lives. Pacho, if you are now kufi, something is simple. Something you know is caring for God's creation. Caring for God's creation. And that we should not run down the creation of God. Rather, we should keep it as it is or improve upon it. And those around us, we should make them feel happy and okay all the time. Don't be quarrelsome. Be embracing kind of personality. And at the end of the day, God will bless you and his church. God bless you for listening to his word. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be upstanding as we pray briefly. Ephesa. Oh, yeah. Nana do. His word. Begin to open your lips and tell God, Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word. The little that Lord you've spoken to me about, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Tell God, tell God, tell God. Father God, Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The things that we are not able to do well, let's ask God for forgiveness. Ask God for forgiveness. You are not treating your wife well. You are not treating the environment well. You are not treating your children well. Ask God for forgiveness. Ask God for forgiveness. Spirit of the living God, forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us. In the name of Jesus, Arani Fachayen. 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 Oyadi ye. Nyawa Arati. God, Lord, I need your newness of life. Newness of life in my business. Newness of life in my career. Newness of life in my children's life. Newness of life in our church. Newness of life, my Lord. Begin to pray, brother. Begin to pray, brother, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Newness, newness. Behold, you are doing things anew. Newness, Lord. Newness in our life. Newness in our families, newness in our marriages, newness in our workplace, newness.